Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. It's like a story you heard once when you were a child.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table rolling dice to steal imaginary treasure. But that's exactly what we're doing today. And welcome to episode 11 of D&D is for Nerds. I'm Ellie Kathleen, and I'll be playing the role of Princess Ainsley Foggyfeather. And over here is Joel Zammett playing the role of Leo Shadow.
Hello.
And Jackson B. Bailey playing the role of Criff Pum Pum Criff.
Yeah.
And never forget our amazing DM, Adam Kitchenknife.
That's not my name.
Shut up, Adam. Previously on D&D is for Nerds.
Busting our balls, Dustin.
Priest, man. Didn't like you at all.
My daughter is dead.
Well, this is going to be an awkward cart ride back.
I'm going to ride up next to him and be like, hey, buddy. You want to hug it out, Dustin?
Oh, my God.
All right. Different strategy. I'm going to pinch him on a bomb.
The moose hat!
Cover me in goo. I have a plan.
Shackle!
He's just panting really heavily, and then finally he just lets go of the sword, throws it at you, Ainsley, and he remounts his horse.
The sneaky nap strikes again.
How many moose heads can Criff Pum Pum Criff conceivably hold? Tackle and shackle.
Pack up, Cart Michael, and follow the messenger.
Assembled in the morning, you meet the messenger.
All right. Messenger, okay. What are you doing?
The messenger that you're traveling with, his name is Markov. He's a young man, looks a little earnest. He's got like a greatsword that he carries on his back. He's very big, but not very muscular. Like he's, you know, that tall, like yeah. Sort of a little bit wide in the shoulders, but not, like his arms are a bit spindly and his legs are a bit weak. He looks like he can't wield that greatsword on his back.
Aww,
so
Markov.
He's like a swimmer's body.
Mm. Yeah, like a swimmer's body. Yeah, that's it.
Markov.
He's just there to intimidate.
He seems like a sweetie. It seems like he's got a girl back home.
Yeah.
I'll ask him.
He doesn't... what languages do you speak?
Draconic and shit.
He does not speak any language, you know.
What language does he speak?
He speaks the language of his people.
What's his people?
Husgra.
Ah, I did not
Although,
know that.
The language is often referred to as Nordic. It's a very, like, Germanic-type language.
Is it an awkward ride because we can't communicate?
I want to talk slowly.
He doesn't talk much, period.
And loudly at him, like, as if one would talk
pull
to
an
a
American?
Foreigner.
Pull an American?
Yeah, but badly. So, hi, how are you?
Well, if you're pleasant to him, he's pleasant to you.
Oh, cool, I'm, like, smiling
and
shit.
He imitates what you're doing, but he's doing it in his language.
This is the best.
Us, Art Naka.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I like point to myself. Leo.
Markov. The guards introduced you guys.
it's Markov like, idiots, these guys don't remember my name.
Well, you don't really know. You don't know what he's doing.
He can't even tell.
I'm liking him.
Maybe he's just
a
like
rapport.
A little simple and happy to know you.
Yeah, he's I'm loving Markov.
Oh, Markov, good. You little simple man.
The town you're heading to is called Old Ashton. It's the capital city, essentially.
Oh, no.
The seat of power.
Oh, jeez.
Do you reckon there's like a new Ashton where we could go for like, everything's
old
dirty
Ashton
here.
Sits on the ruins of Ashton.
Oh, boy. What happened to Ashton?
Wait, how does an old Ashton sit on the ruins of Ashton?
Yeah.
It's not important.
It's a bit important.
When I was drawing the map, I meant to be new, but I accidentally wrote old. So now it's old Ashton on top of Ashton.
That's the best.
That's the story.
Makes sense.
Don't cut that out. I want the listeners to know.
Okay.
They will be informed.
Anyway.
Yes.
You're heading with him. Like I said, there was a blizzard coming in last time. You're just in front of the blizzard. Like, if you look behind you as you're traveling, you can see the dark storm clouds and, you know, like the swirling winds.
You know, actually have a shit one.
The snow is so thick, you can actually see it from this distance.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Dustin is getting some pneumones.
He's probably going to lose his second kid.
Whoops.
God. He can't feed
Dust.
Him. He's lost his livelihood.
Plus, we stole his rake. Or someone's rake.
Someone's rake.
Plus, he's not going to think of that priest that he's like, I like that priest. And he's going to be like, but he thought I was a bad parent. It's gonna be the best.
Dustin's gotta rethink some things.
It's very, even though you guys have escaped the blizzard, like I said, it's the cold season, so you guys are still really freezing. Markov ahead of you, you're not sure how he, maybe just a natural resistance or something like that, but he's wearing like a fur vest, fur pants, and that's about it.
Is he just like constantly smiling?
He's a pretty happy chap, yeah.
Yes.
Is he jacked?
What?
Like, is he full on ripped?
No, I told you, he's like not very muscular. He's like big, but not like, you
swimmer's
know,
body.
Yeah, swimmer's body.
Okay.
He's like really tall. He like pulls you, he like pulls over and he gestures for you guys to stop.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Stop.
Stop.
He looks like he's struggling with something. He's obviously wants to communicate something. He's like umming and ahhing and he's gesturing ahead, but he's not sure how to communicate what he wants.
Okay.
Eventually, he hops off his horse, bends down, and he starts like scrabbling in among the snow. It looks like he's looking for something.
I'm gonna copy him because I think that's what he wants.
Charades.
He doesn't pay you much notice when you start joining
guys.
I join in.
Yeah, me too.
Eventually,
all copying him.
You hear this snapping sound, and he comes up, and he's like broken some ice off the ground.
Oh.
And he's like, he makes like a motion with his fingers like someone walking over that ice, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And he does that and then he snaps the ice.
Ah! Oh!
I scream as well.
He like, he gestures with the ice and then makes like a thin gesture with his hand, like, you know, pinching two fingers together, finger and thumb.
Like pointing to where we're going to go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm guessing it's perfect to walk across.
All good. In fact, run and jump.
So I guess I kind of draw like the road in the snow and then sort of maybe draw a circle around the road and then just sort of look at him like a question. Like, eh?
Some of this.
Hang on.
Eh?
he nods. He smiles and nods.
Okay.
Is that good? Are we good?
Yeah.
But maybe we should just like give him the cart reins.
I gestured at him to lead the way.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So
let's put Jigglump in front. He's very fat.
He's a cat.
If the ice breaks, we'll know.
He's a cat. He doesn't weigh nearly as much as you.
Jigglump, hey. Your job is to
Jigglump knows what's happening. Jigglump is not down for this.
Jigglump, I hate you.
Jigglump, like, curls up in the, like, finds some fucking, like, some warm shit. Oh, what do you got? Like, the cart?
Yeah.
Jigglump finds anything warm robes in the cart and
the
just
wizard
digs
robes.
Into
wizard
the, robes. Yeah, the wizard robes. Okay. Just digs into those.
I like how we finally got, like, convinced Jackson, okay, this is how you use your cat. It won't just do things by itself. And you're like, I'm going to ask the cat to walk in front. And cat's like, nah.
I hate this cat.
No.
Jigglump is intelligent and not stupid. Jigglump's int. Jigglump's intelligence is 6.
He's a clever cat.
Higher than Markov's.
Whoa.
Markov is simple folk.
Okay, so yeah. All right.
Give Markov the reins and hop in the cart?
No, like Markov like makes no gesture. He gestures for you to get out.
I point to the moose heads and then shrug.
Markov starts leading his horse forward on foot. And he, like, you know, he gestures to you, like, to imitate him.
So we grab Cart Michael and also lead it on foot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Do that.
So you keep trudging along.
I don't want
to. Did you guys establish your weight?
No.
How would I know? Oop, nope. Yep. Blank.
But I imagined myself as being quite gangly and like.
Should have done this. I can't believe I forgot.
No? Like
the
that
first
well.
Thing I like to do with D&D games is I establish how much everyone weighs.
You
not
tell
for
us
situations
that.
Like this, but because at some point, one of you dumb motherfuckers is going to pick up and throw another one of you dumb motherfuckers. and I want your halfling? Weight established now.
Guessing
halflings
me.
Weigh about 30 pounds.
Frankly, I'm surprised we haven't
what's
thrown
that in,
zapped.
Yeah, what's that in kilos?
Probably listed in pounds, because that's what D&D is.
Okay.
D&D our is whole imperial. World has just opened up.
Like, humans are 125
I'm
to 200.
I'm a half-elf.
Oh, you're a
I'm
half
a health.
Slightly less than that.
I'm
125 to 250.
So let's say 110. You're a fat,
that's fine.
You're fat elf? Or you're...
I got a belly, but I imagine myself
you
tall
can't, at 110, you do not have a belly.
130. Just like a little bloop.
Yeah, like a little paw.
Like
speaking.
What I have in reality.
Yeah. But better arms and
Jackson
legs.
Is jiggling flabbing his belly.
Flapping. If only you could see.
Was
listeners.
Your cat named after your tummy?
Yeah, Jigalump. How heavy is my cat?
Don't answer that. He'll throw it.
You said Jigalump was fat?
Yes. Like 50?
150? 100 pounds.
50? He does not weigh more than fucking Leo.
30 then?
No, oh my God, no.
Like a 20?
Maybe like... 10, 15.
15, let's say 15.
If
he's
you
a
want,
fat.
I can like look up the monster
no,
manual.
No, he's 15. He's a fat cat.
Okay.
I'm happy with that. So yes, 130.
Cool. Well, I completely forgot where
we're
oh, that's
crossing
right, yeah.
the ice.
Cool.
We got two into our weights.
Which is how much did you say you were, Ainsley?
135.
So you don't encounter many problems for the next couple hours. And then finally, Markov like gestures once more to get off track as the sun's going down. And like you see him start making. He doesn't like tell you that he is, but he starts making camp. So you know what's happening.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We'll make camp as well.
Yeah. Sit down, make camp. Try and engage in conversation with Markov. Be like, you... Like, I just, like, point at him.
Point at him, yeah.
And we
I'm very
are
glad I gave you guys someone you can't talk to.
Yeah.
No, never mind that, Markov. Me, I point to myself, wizard. I do, like, weird little wiggly things with my hands.
Dancing lights.
Dancing lights. I make dancing lights.
Oh, wait.
Oh, go away. It's magic.
Markov. Freaks the fuck out.
I freak out as well as though it wasn't me. Oh my God, Marco. Where did these dancing lights come from?
Oh my God. Markov starts saying this one word over and over and over again, and he's just pointing at the lights, freaking out. He backs up. Trips over like a box or something like that, and he's on the snow, like scrabbling away from the lights.
Take them away.
I take him away, but sneakily.
Now Markov is like looking around the camp. He looks like he's trying to find them. He starts
guys.
Swatting at the air where they were.
Guys.
Where's
that wizard?
We start
at?
Like pantomiming, like yeah. Pull out my daggers, like yeah. Start stabbing the air. Like,
we
yeah.
all pretend to hunt for a wizard that isn't there,
or hunt for the lights.
Oh my God.
Leo, Markov like looks at you and he looks mad at you. He starts gesturing and he's like gestures with his eyes and then gestures around. You know. Yeah, you get the distinct impression that he doesn't think you're looking hard enough.
I double down and start peering into the distance.
He's still not satisfied.
Damn it,
he like Michael. Grabs you by the scruff of your collar, mm-hmm. and like starts dragging you around with him to help him look.
I go along
he, like,
with
pokes
it.
Pokes at one of the tents and like gestures for you to go in.
I go in. And...
He seems satisfied with you now.
Oh, that was crazy, hey, Marco.
After a little while, he like calms down and he like. He's like starting to make a fire, but as he does it, every now and then he like glances over his shoulder.
Like I set up sentry for him just so he can see that I'm setting up sentry.
Yes.
He looks at you and just shakes his head.
21. What do you want from me, Markov?
Piece of shit.
Oh God, that was a scary time.
Made a cover.
Hey, it worked out.
I go hunt for food.
The best part is, the reason Markov didn't just immediately be like, that guy's a wizard, when you were doing the arcane chanting, he didn't realize you were speaking in a magical language. He thought you were just talking in your own language.
Oh, boy.
I want to go and hunt for food.
Berries.
No, nuts. I want deer.
Didn't think
it is
that.
A desolate wasteland. Oh, wait, desolate
berries.
Try berries.
It remains a desolate wasteland.
Pine
out
nuts.
There. Can you find pine nuts?
Yes. You're welcome, guys.
Is it like ice we're on?
What?
Are we on ice?
The pine nuts don't look like they're properly matured, though. It's winter. Sorry?
Are we on ice?
You don't
in
know.
The snow.
I was going to say, like, ice fishing. We got rations, though.
I thought you were going to say snow cones, and I'm like, I'm down for that.
I don't have syrup.
I just did some Markov. Like...
Ainsley and Leo, when you get back to camp, you smell like meat cooking. Markov has brought food with him, and he's roasting it over the fire.
Smart
he's
Markov.
He's pretty good.
You're like, throw the pine nuts away.
Yeah, I kind of gestured at Ainsley. He's fucking dropping the ground. He's dropping the ground. We don't need him anymore.
It's like rabbits for dinner, guys.
Yes.
Oh, delicious. All right.
I do not feed Jigalom. I refuse. I'll have none of that, Jigalom. If you die soon, I'll be happy. You know what I'm going to do when we get into this town? I'm going to look for a new familiar. Even if somebody's just got a dog,
you like got some food in your hand, and as you like reach up to put it into your mouth, nothing goes into your mouth.
Jiggle up, you Scooby Doo motherfucker!
It like loops off the back of your fucking shoulder and runs off with your food.
I hate that cat, Markov.
Markov chuckles. He doesn't understand what's happening.
Not funny.
You get mad at him?
I might point.
You point. Well, if you just point, Markov still laughs. He doesn't realize this isn't a joke.
In a huff, I go to bed.
A hungry huff.
In a hungry huff.
Oh,
I go to
like
bed.
As you're getting up, Markov offers you some more food.
I'll study to get sit down, but I'm mad.
Jigalom tries the same thing again, but you catch him this time.
Hey. I'm going to hurl him into the forest.
It's the forest.
The wasteland.
It's like a desolate, white, barren wasteland. There's a couple trees in the distance where fucking Ainsley found pine needles or whatever.
Pine nuts.
Pine nuts.
I'm going to hurl him
tomato, tomato.
Unmatured
hurl him
pine
into
nuts.
The darkness, then.
Okay. With like a meow sort of sound. You imagine he's all right.
I don't even think about it.
The snow's pretty deep. Jigalump has to like leap up through the snow.
Adorable.
It's kind of funny to watch.
Jigalump's got it.
I can kind of imagine that when it comes to bedtime, you get in your tent and like Jigalump comes in and like curls up around your stomach. You're like, I hate you, cat. But you're warm.
Yeah, oh God. Then,
you're I'll give him a half elf, right, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. While you're like sitting around the fire, Markov starts talking in his language. You imagine he's talking to you. Like, no, it doesn't seem like he's trying to make you understand. He's just like, it's kind of. Have you ever done a thing where you've like talked to yourself but at people?
Yeah, I kind of know what you mean.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He's doing that. He's just looking in the fire, and it looks like he might be telling a tale or something like that. And part of the way through, he, like, chuckles to himself, leans over and, like, flicks your pointy ear, Criff.
Just laugh. Just laugh a little bit.
I'm going to give these guys a look like, the fuck? I laugh.
He, like, nods and smiles.
I flick his ear.
He laughs at that. He thinks that's funny.
I guess I'll have a joke. I shove him back, but harder.
He is like, you didn't realize it until right now, but he is like corded steel underneath that vest.
Oh boy.
He's got a strong chest.
I am puzzled by tonight.
Anyway, he finishes up his story and he like smiles and nods to himself and he gets up and he's going into his tent.
All right. Okay. Let's go into our tent and or wagon.
Yeah.
And have a little nap.
You probably have tents for the lot of you.
Okay.
That's nice of him.
If you didn't bring them, then someone supplied
Markov
you with
them. Did.
Markov, yeah. What we didn't bring them.
Justin was like, take all of my tents, get out.
As Markov is getting into his tent, you see him take his greatsword off and just like wedge it just at the entrance. And it looks like, you know, it's like if he needs it quickly as he's getting out.
Cool.
Sort of thing.
Smart.
Yeah, wise. Can I have like a gander at the greatsword? see its make?
It looks well made. It looks old, though. There's lots of rune carvings in it. They don't look particularly magical. It looks like it's something in his language.
Yeah, cool.
Super.
All right, do we have a game plan? Like, just sitting around the fire? Like, do we have a game plan for the city? Like,
go sleep.
Just go sleep. Go find that dude and be like, hey, your mage escaped.
Pious.
That's about it.
Mage escaped.
You're looking for a reward.
Yeah.
Here's your job.
We killed it. How about you give us some cash?
Yeah.
Maybe all right.
We're notorious wizard killers.
We're notorious wizard killers. We've killed...
Two for two.
Two for two.
Two for two, mate.
Any more wizards need to be killing?
Two for bloody two.
That's us. Yeah. We are the wizard killers.
Maybe that's good branding.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah. Good. On that cheery note...
We'll go to bed.
We'll go to bed.
We don't set up any sentries, by the way.
No.
No.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah. It's good. That's what I expect.
The night passes uneventfully.
Oh, that's good.
Super.
And in the morning, you wake up, and Markov is the first one up.
Of course.
He's already, like, started packing up. Like, what time would you guys wake up?
Well, he doesn't sleep, but I like that Markov beat him. That's good.
Oh, that's right. You're half-elf, I forget. Yeah, you do your 2 hours trance.
Can I sleep?
You can't, actually.
I will lie there in their warmth. Wait, are we sharing a tent?
Yes. You notice when Markov gets up, he seems surprised when you're the first one up.
I flick my ears. Like, hey, remember those times?
He gives you a quizzical look. He doesn't seem to understand. But he, like,
you laugh, Patapon.
He offers you some meat from last night.
Yeah, I'll eat it. Have a tasty breakfast.
It's cold, but it's food.
Is Jigalump around?
Not that you know of.
Mm. Yes.
I'll poke my head in the tent and be like, wake up!
We get up.
This is like 5 in the morning. The sun hasn't properly come up yet.
I grumpily get
up. We're going off to the city, eh? Off to Old Baelish. I forget the name.
Old Ashton.
I leave the tent.
Old Ashton.
I'll help Markov pack up and set the wagon and shit.
Yep.
And you're off again.
Hey.
Hey. I'm dying.
I had a bubble in my throat.
Made me sound like
And Criff, can I get a high or a low?
Low.
Hi.
Hi, Frainsley.
Oh, no, I didn't know that was a thing. I was just counteracting. No.
And Leo, high or low?
High.
7. What?
And anyone, just one more.
Low.
7. No.
High or low? High or low?
Not high or low or 7.
You're trudging along. You're still on foot, and Markov is leading his horse. Who's closest to the cart?
All right, this one.
Me.
Ainsley, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Ainsley, you hear a crack.
That's a good
sound. And then you and the cart are underwater.
Oh, God. Oh, no, our moose heads.
And also Ainsley.
Everyone else... just didn't really hear the crack. They just hear Jigalump with a meow suddenly, and the cat's like paddling. The only thing that made it. The cart is completely submerged.
Oh,
Ainsley, can I get you to make a fortitude? Oh, no, sorry. What am I getting?
I don't know.
I forget I've got all of your stats here.
Yeah, and I wouldn't know what to do anyway.
That's okay.
Oh, God. What did I buy? Recently.
Bells.
Nothing that helps.
Rope. Use our rope.
Yeah, Ainsley, you are underwater and you cannot, like, get up. You are going
to
start taking cold damage.
I don't want
Hold
to.
Hold this rope.
2 points of cold damage to Ainsley.
I don't want that.
We grab our ropes together.
I'll tie a rope around your waist and leap in.
Oh, no.
I do that.
I grab a hold of Markov.
Markov is just like a flurry of motion. He's getting out a rope as well, and he looks like he has a grappling hook just attached to the end of it.
I dive in with the rope around my waist attached.
As you dive in, you just hear Markov, no is no in their language. No!
I'm assuming I get yanked with you.
I tied it around
his
waist.
Oh my God, that's right, you're a halfling. Oh, you fucking idiot, Jack.
You'll be fine, Zamas.
And we're all in the water.
Ainsley, you're still going under.
I gotcha. I'm coming. Don't worry.
I'm good. I feel bad for this.
halfling Chris, body.
1 point of cold damage.
Ah!
It's so cold.
It's cold, Lee. just take on a lot of water.
What are you trying to do?
Can I see down there?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to swim for her.
Okay. You can also see the cart. It's sinking at a rapid rate. Ainsley's at least making an effort. Ainsley and...
the cart's not?
You and Ainsley get to each other. You're holding on to Ainsley now in the water.
I tug on the rope.
I'm trying to pull it up with all my little half-elf strength.
Come on. You better take another point of cold damage.
Oh, this God. Is hurting my little frail body.
Your little tiny arms.
Oh, God damn. Why didn't I jump? I'm lighter.
Yeah, so Leo, you tug a little bit at the rope. You don't know if that helped. And then Markov reaches around you, picks you up, starts dragging you back with the rope.
Useful.
So, Criff and Ainsley. Uh-huh. At first, you just feel this little tug, and then you're moving at speed through the water. You surface almost immediately, and you're dragged out. Yes. Markov drags you, like, 10 feet away from the fucking, like, edge before he stops dragging.
Oh, we had so much stuff in there, Markov. You don't even know.
Markov lets go of you, and then he dives into the water.
What happens to our... What's our mule?
What?
Your mule went under.
Oh, no! Not cart, Michael!
It was attached to the cart.
I'm now more panicky and invested.
When it was just these guys.
When it was just the cart. Whatever. Poor mule.
Oh, no, not cart, Michael.
And by the way...
No.
Ainsley and Criff, you take another... 4 points of cold damage.
Oh my God.
You're shivering. You got to get dry.
Do I have wizard nothing. Robes that are warm in my backpack? Or in someone's backpack? Jackson, did you? Oh,
They were on the cart, if I recall.
Oh, I think they were backpack.
Fuck, they were too.
Why would we pack things so well?
Hey, guys, you know what's really good?
What? Nothing.
Alchemist fire.
Would have been great if I had. We should have bought stuff.
It's okay, Alchemist Fire would have hurt you more.
Hang on,
I gotta do some quick rolls for Markov.
How's he looking?
What did you have on the cart?
All of our stuff. Potions of cure light wounds, 3 moose heads, priest robes, wizard robes, my spell book, a rake, disguise kit, shackles, the mule, potion of mage armor, a dead snake, potion of hide from animal, and I'm assuming we're wearing our 3 noble outfits.
It's all listed here,
yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, so Markov surfaces again, and he swims over to the edge, climbs out. He's got, like, a big set of robes with him, and it looks like he was using that to carry something. He empties it out onto the surface. He managed to recover...
Also, my thieves' tools.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I want to think they're on me.
You keep them on you.
Good.
I feel like most of this might be in my backpack.
None of mine was.
You lost 2 potions of cure light wounds.
Don't
you lost the potion of jump.
Oh, no.
You lost hide from animals.
Aww.
You kept 1 noble outfit in a... Oh, 2 oh, noble
wearing,
outfits.
We're wearing them.
Oh, are they all... Oh, you're wearing them all. Sorry, it's listed. Never mind then.
It's my bad. I fucked you.
You've got the mage armor still.
Sick.
Not the snake.
Damn.
No, not the dead snake.
I'm really sorry, guys. Cart Michael's gone.
No.
Cart Michael was there from the beginning.
For some reason, a moose head.
Yes. I big Markov up in a big old bear.
The priest robes, the wizard robes, the spell book, shackles, and the disguise kit. The priest's diary you lost.
Damn. It was full of juicy gossip.
That's pretty good, though. I mean, Cart Michael's dead. So that's sad.
Cart Michael, Cart, 2 potions of cure. Potion of jump, I believe, as well.
Yeah.
Can we at least try and get Cart Michael and so he could feed us one last time?
How are you explaining that to...
Just like...
Unless you're jumping in yourself. By the way. Ainsley and Criff.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh no.
Another point of damage.
I'm just weeping for Cut.
Can I huddle up to him to get warm?
Yeah. Let's huddle up against the half-elf, who's huge.
The halfling.
The 50-pound... We're going to put...
30-pound, like, thank you.
Oh,
that's out of his pack, Markov produces some blankets.
Oh, Markov, you're Markov. A delight.
So lucky to have you, Markov.
Do we start a fire?
It's probably not a bad idea.
Not on the ice.
Start a fire. I point at Markov. I make like a donkey motion. I point into the lake and then do like an eating motion.
I'm sorry. Can you please describe for me a donkey motion?
So like my hands up above, on top of my head, like ears, and then I might make a donkey noise. I'll be like, yum 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 yum.
Markov like nods sadly and points to the hole.
Yeah. Give him the thumbs up.
You don't think he understands?
God damn it, Markov. As much as I'm sad about Cart Michael, that's like fucking 8 kilos of prime donkey meat down there.
I am
Markov
sad.
Markov produces like another little flask from his pack, and he hands it to all three of you. Oh, he takes Thank a big God. Swig of it and then hands it to you.
I drink
he
it.
Is a
we
good
all
man.
Take a swig.
We it's take
some of the most vile. Pile fucking brandy.
Me.
No, it's brandy, but it's like strong, way
I
too strong.
Like it doesn't hurt me, but it does. I try to save face.
For Cart Michael.
All of you except Criff cough it up a little bit.
Criff, that's right. Wow. You're a real man.
Right. Hey, did we get the rake?
No.
Oh.
Rake's gone.
Poor. Oh, our last thing that we could remember Dustin by.
Your DVD collection of Rank is gone.
No! I'm actually the saddest about the dead snake.
A little bit.
That seemed like such a Chekhov's gun. Like Chekhov's snake.
Chekhov's
anyway.
Broadsword, I think you'll find, is the D&D version.
Yes.
Alrighty.
Have a silent vigil for Carmichael.
A little bit.
Like a little sad time for losing our Carmichael.
Okay. You're there for maybe 10 more minutes after drinking when Markov like gestures with his horse, like as if to keep going.
All right, we keep going. Mm.
He points somewhere in the distance and says some stuff, but you don't know what he means.
I'll just nod.
Sure.
I'm a little bit too depressed now. Okay, we'll just have to soldier on.
Oh. You loved Cut Michael.
Yeah, I got attached.
I think he was, that's sad. I clearly didn't. I wanted to eat him, but...
Hey, why waste good meat? Right? It's what Cart Michael would have wanted.
It is what he would have wanted, so I'm doubly sad. He couldn't even serve us in death.
But you know what, guys?
Hmm?
The important thing is that Jigalump still around.
You don't fucking know where Jigalump is.
Oh, no.
Jigalump got wet.
Oh, no.
Where's Jigalump? Don't become sympathetic towards Jigalump now.
I've always loved Jigalump.
I like how you're really concerned. And Jackson has the biggest.
Oh, I'm
grin.
So pleased. Only fucking Criff made this check. Okay, so Criff, as you're walking, you're like huddled over with the blanket still around you. You look up, and like I said, Markov has saddlebags on his horse. One of the saddlebags opens up a little bit. And you see Jigalump like poke his head out. And it just gives you this shitty little fucking face, like, oh, yeah. And he goes back into the pack.
I'm throwing you in a well, Jigalump.
First chance I get, first well I fucking see, is your new home.
Magnificent.
We follow Markov onward.
And so the search for the well continues. Tune in next time for D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.